This crowd crazy, making it tough on Patrick Mahomes. Broncos show blitz, a sellout blitz. Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, third and five. Batman's left-handed.
Shotgun snap. It's a handoff, and it goes over the left tackle, and Hunt is into the end zone for a Kansas City touchdown. What a block and what a slicing run. 4-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs have taken the lead.
Chiefs win at Mile High, and Denver beat the Broncos for the sixth consecutive time. Win last night, 27-23, Monday Night Football. You heard the left-handed throw by Patrick Mahomes. Here's the thing. He's right-handed. Makes it even more special what he did with Von Miller draped all over him. And convert a third down pass with his left hand to Tyreek Hill, and the Chiefs go on to convert, go right down the field and score the game-winning touchdown, down 10 in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs get it done. A lot of the talk is about Patrick Mahomes. On Monday Night Football, they called him Showtime. Don't know if that's appropriate or not. Doesn't matter. Mahomes doesn't care what he's called as long as he's winning football games. And Mahomes talked about facing adversity because so far this year, Chiefs have been kind of front runners, been leading in every game and getting a decent lead early and then maybe hanging on. This time, he had to rally the troops and he got it done. Here's Mahomes talking about adversity.
The heart in this team. I mean, I love this team and just how we fight. I mean, we hadn't necessarily been tested in this situation yet, and it just showed that every phase of the ball, special teams, defense, and offense, that everybody can step up and everybody can make plays. And I knew we had it, and I'm glad we got to show it for everybody else, and we're going to keep it rolling as the season goes.
Andy Reid, as head coach, talks about Mahomes in the pressure situation.
You're looking at being ahead, and everybody's going, well, what's he going to do with adversity or against adversity? And so you had that today. We were behind, and things weren't going all that smooth. They did a nice job defensively against us. He got hit, and we had penalties, and we were going backwards, long yardage situations. And so now you got to see what he does in adverse conditions, where his back's to the wall, and he moved around and made plays and got away from pressure and did the things that you need to do to win the game. I'm proud of him for doing that.
That's from the Chiefs' perspective. What about the Broncos? Head coach Vance Joseph talks about Mahomes.
That kid made some plays. You know, we couldn't get him on the ground. You know, we had a bunch of good pressures. We pushed him out of the pocket. We lost contain a couple times. He stepped out of a couple sacks. He made some plays. I mean, they were second and I think 30, and he had a 23-yard completion on the run. So that's what he's showing on tape, you know. So we knew he was going to be a tough out as far as sacking a guy, but we had pressure on a guy, and he made some plays.
Yes, he did. 192 yards passing outside of the pocket last night, Patrick Mahomes. He also ran for a touchdown. He only threw one touchdown pass, but no interceptions. So all those people talking about Mahomes, oh, he's going to throw so many interceptions, and that's what worries me. That's why we need to keep Alex Smith, because he protects the football through 4 weeks of the season. Mr. Mahomes, 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. And I think it is somewhat insulting to Mahomes, in my opinion, when they keep comparing him to Brett Favre, even though Andy Reid does that because he worked with Brett Favre. Brett Favre didn't go four games to start a season, 14 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, and do what Mahomes is doing at age 23. It took Favre a little bit of time before he became a great quarterback, and he was very reckless with the football throughout his career. Even at the age of 38, 39, he was reckless with the football. Never really learned from those lessons. Now, he won a Super Bowl, made it to another one, won, what, three MVPs? Hey, great football player. But Patrick Mahomes seems to be smarter than Brett Favre. And he seems to have maybe a better head on his shoulders, and he doesn't make the mistakes that Brett Favre makes, at least not so far. Through five career starts in the National Football League, he's 5-0 as a starter, two of those wins at Mile High in Denver, which is more wins than any other Chiefs quarterback in Denver other than Lynn Dawson. And Mahomes has started five times. He has more wins in Denver than he has at Arrowhead just because of the quirk of the scheduling. It's pretty wild what Mahomes did last night at Mile High. We'll talk more about the Chiefs and the Bronco game coming up in a moment. Local sports information, volleyball tonight. Beloit is at Ellsworth. That's a key matchup in the North Central Activities Association. Lincoln Triangular, St. John's, Tipton, Lincoln, and Wilson. Lakeside Triangular, Lakeside, Chase, and Pike Valley. Stockton Triangular tonight, Osborne, Stockton, and Hill City. And Sylvan Lucas Triangular, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, and Southern Cloud. Cross country, Ellsworth Invitational, Beloit, and Sylvan Lucas competing at that. And that is at 3:30 today. And there was league tennis, North Central Activities Association league tennis. For all the results for that, go to nckssports.com. Substatevolleyball.com. Substate volleyball assignments came out. Waukesha sent them out at almost 3 o'clock on a Friday. I don't ask me. But that's what they did. So a lot of people couldn't even get it on the air or anything like that with the media, which is a little abnormal. It should have been a little easier for them to do this, but it took them a little while to get them out. But here's the deal. Beloit ranked second in the state in Class 3A. I think I don't think it's an easy substate at all. They're at Phillipsburg. They have Colby, who's played really good competition, higher classification competition. Concordia, who just beat Beloit in straight sets at the Concordia tournament. So Concordia's at the Phillipsburg substate. TMP, who you can never sleep on, defending state champs. Minneapolis, a decent team. Norton and Phillipsburg and Russell. Those are the participants at the Phillipsburg substate on Saturday, October 20th in Class 3A. That is the only substate of the eight in Class 3A that's going to play on just one court. So that's going to be a long day if you keep winning throughout the day, whereas all the other substates are playing on two courts. In Class 2A, Smith Center, who knocked off Beloit at the Concordia tournament and finished second in the Concordia tournament, losing to Concordia in the final, they're having a great year. They're at the Plainville substate with Ellis, Hoxie, Ness City, Oakley, Oberlin, Plainville, Waukini. Those are the participants in that substate. Now, regionals are back when it comes to volleyball. In Class 1A, there are regionals. So Rock Hills and Pike Valley at the Hanover Regional. Wow, that's tough. Hanover very good, of course, and Frankfurt usually good as well. So Rock Hills and Pike Valley stuck with a lot of TVL teams there at Hanover. That'll be on Tuesday, October the 16th. Also, St. John's, Tipton, Lincoln, and Southern Cloud will be at the Solomon 1A Regional. Lakeside, Thunder Ridge, Osborne will be at the Northern Valley Regional. And those are the assignments. In regards to cross country, Beloit will be at Southeast Saline for cross country on October the 20th. Girls will run at 10:30, boys at 11:15. And Smith Center will be at Belleville, Class 2A cross country, Class 1A cross country, St. John's, Lakeside, Southern Cloud, Lincoln, Rock Hills, Osborne, Pike Valley, Sylvan Lucas, Tipton, all will be at Washington, Kansas, at Washington County High School for that. For all that information, all you need to do is go to ncksports.com. Reminder, high school football on Friday night. It will be Pike Valley Lakeside on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Scott City at Beloit on Z96.3 The Lake, KDCountry94.com. Live video stream at ncksports.com via the Beloit Trojan channel.
Silent count evidently here from Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes in the pocket, pump fake. Now he's going to scramble. Scrambling left, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. Yes, he can run. He goes in from 8 yards out, and the Chiefs taste the sweet nectar of the end zone on a Mahomes scramble.
Well, a lot to decipher from what the Chiefs did last night. And first of all, we'll just go through some of the observations that KCChiefs.com has, and we can extend upon these points. The Chiefs showed that they can win another way, and that is so true. I think a lot of people thought the Chiefs are going to need to win that game 42-35 again. They didn't. They needed 27 points. The defense, much maligned, did hold Denver to 23 points. And at the end of the day, defensively, your job is points. You can give up 1,000 yards, but if you hold them to less points than your offense puts up, you win football games. And I think a lot of people are caught up in the Chiefs need to have this great defense. They don't. All the Chiefs need is a decent defense, and I will say I don't think they have that yet, but that's what they need, just a decent defense. And the Chiefs yesterday were down 10 points in the fourth quarter and came back, and that meant that the defense had to get a few stops, and they did. I have to admit, why the Broncos, before that last drive, didn't try running the ball when their Chiefs couldn't stop the run, helped the Chiefs. But, hey, that's part of the team effort, coaching. Why Denver was in a man-to-man coverage on a second and 30, I don't understand either. The Broncos had won 65 straight games when entering the fourth quarter, leading by double digits. 65-game winning streak when they were up double digits in the fourth quarter. That streak comes to an end. Mahomes magic, and that's what I call it, Mahomes magic. Instead of Showtime Mahomes, I call Mahomes magic. Some of the plays he made, you heard the left-handed throw. That was insane. The throws he makes, throwing across his body, rolling to his right, and the heat that he puts on him, and the perfect spiral, putting it where his receiver can only catch it, is phenomenal. That second and 30 play, to me, was maybe the play of the game. Second and 30, picking up 23, rolling right, being pressured, and it's hard to imagine, but he had 192 yards passing
outside of the pocket. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks don't even get that in a game sometimes because he was able to scramble. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. I hope you're all on the bandwagon. Aaron, are you listening? What else do you need to see? Aaron, I've decided I've reserved you a spot, but it's limited because people are banging on the door willing to pay me thousands of dollars to get on the Mahomes bandwagon. All right? Come on. What else do you need to see? The so-called skeptics out there, well, yeah, Mahomes is a system quarterback. No, he's not. You don't know. You're an idiot if you think he's a system quarterback. And I'm strong words, but I stand by that comment. You're an idiot if you think Mahomes is a system quarterback.
Seconded.
Oh, my Lord. So that cracks me up. And then it's, well, yeah, but what he's going to do when he's behind in a football game? What's he going to do against a good defense? Oh, I don't know. Just light up the Broncos in the second half and do everything he had to do to carry his team to a victory? That's it. That's all. I guess, he's a system quarterback. Well, that's just four games. I don't know if I can jump on this Mahomes bandwagon. And, you know, I just remember those few people, and there was actually more than a few. Mahomes is going to throw a lot of interceptions. We need to keep Alex Smith. How can we trade the number one rated quarterback in the National Football League? We need to keep Alex Smith. We don't know what we have in Mahomes. But we do know what we have in Alex Smith, a guy that can't win playoff games. A guy that can't make plays downfield. A guy that tucks it and runs at the first hint of trouble when the pocket's breaking down, sometimes not breaking down, doesn't keep his eyes downfield, doesn't make plays on third down and long and settles for a check down and we punt. Mahomes does the opposite of that. He keeps his eyes downfield. He feels the pressure. He knows where the pressure is coming from. He can spin out of it. He can roll right. He can roll left. He knows when to throw when he needs to. He knows when to run when he needs to run, like he did there on the touchdown run. But he doesn't like the run necessarily, but he will. But he doesn't just immediately tuck it and run. And, oh, by the way, Alex only threw five interceptions last year. Mahomes is going to throw at least 15, and that's just going to kill us because that defense is just so bad and could put the defense in horrible spots. Through four games, he has no interceptions. And I would say there's maybe three passes all year that maybe could have been picked, maybe on deflection or something.
Yeah, one of them
last night there was one.
Tipped up, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, here comes the first one. And it's going to happen. He's going to throw a pick this year. I mean, he's not going to go the whole year without throwing a pick, okay?
You wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. Now, if he doesn't throw a pick all year long, then he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Or at least the greatest season of all time. Mahomes, I don't know what else to say to the skeptics other than there's nothing else to say. Forget you. If you're a skeptic, forget you. That's what I'm going to say. Forget you. Because you don't understand football. If you think you're a football fan and you think Mahomes is a system quarterback and you think Mahomes is a product of Andy Reid and Andy Reid gets all the credit, you apparently haven't watched the game or anything else like that.
You definitely haven't watched the Chiefs.
You haven't watched the Chiefs. You read a story. So Mahomes last night, 28 of 45 for 304, just one touchdown pass. But, man, he converted some big third downs. In the fourth quarter, on the two drives, when his team was down 10, Mahomes, all he did, 13 of 16 for 166 and a touchdown against one of the better defenses in the National Football League and against one of the elite pass rushers in Von Miller. That, my friends, is called impressive. Alan Bailey had a key fourth quarter sack again. He doesn't get a lot of sacks, but when he does, he seems to get them late in the game. And he got one for the Chiefs against Keenum with 4:35 to go that allowed the Chiefs to get a defensive stop. And lost in this whole game with Mahomes' magic is Kareem Hunt kept them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt hadn't done a lot so far, but you knew he was going to break out at some point. And last night against that very good Bronco defense, 19 carries, 121 yards, a touchdown, three receptions for 54 yards. He ran angry. He ran over people. He trucked Chris Harris on a carry, which was pretty impressive. And Harris is an outstanding defensive back. Eric Murray, the defense hasn't made tons of plays, but Eric Murray had a sensational interception. Mm-hmm. That was a phenomenal pick that he had. I couldn't believe he actually made the play. Dee Ford played well until he re-aggravated the groin, and you notice he didn't play much, if at all, in the second half. But he was a force on the offensive line, and that's something the Broncos got to get fixed. Their tackles are not very good. The Chiefs' pass rush isn't that good. But against the Broncos' tackles, they were. And that's why, even more reason why the Broncos probably should run the ball more than they did. And in the other thing, too, I love about this, Andy Reid apparently has changed his colors, at least for now. He went for it on fourth and one at his own 34 on the opening drive. And I was like, amen, brother, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows that defense isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And he trusts his offense more than his defense. And he trusts Patrick Mahomes. And they picked it up on a run by Kareem Hunt. The Broncos led at halftime 13-10. They were running all over the Chiefs. Royce Freeman, Phillip Lindsay. The Chiefs can't tackle worth a darn. The Chiefs lost Sammy Watkins with a hamstring injury. That hampered them offensively to an extent, but Hunt carried the load. Demarcus Robinson, a couple of big catches. Demetrius Harris, a couple of huge catches for the Chiefs. And if there's anybody that wants to blame the game on the officials on a play clock mishap, and trust me, it was a missed call. There's no question. I saw it. I don't know if you did. I saw it right away.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here thinking live, like before the ball snapped. Like, dang it, that's a 5-yard penalty. What are we doing?
Well, the view was from the defense of the Broncos, from that view, looking at Mahomes, yeah. And in the background, you can see the play clock hit zero. And I was like, oh, my God, that's going to be a delay of game.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the flag, and they let the play go. I'm like, they missed it. I knew it right there in real time that it was exactly, a delay of game. I was like, oh, my God, they missed it. And they did. But here's the thing. For the Bronco fans that want to blame that game on the officials, and they did. They missed a call. Let's admit it. They did. First of all, stop them on 2nd and 30. I mean, if you can't stop them 2nd and 30, you don't deserve to win the game. Stop them on 2nd and 30 and don't let them get a first down. And even if the delay of game penalty had been called, the Chiefs would have then had 3rd and 12 at midfield. Okay, they were going to have 2 downs to get 12 yards. If they can get 2 downs and get 30, what's going to stop Mahomes from getting 2 downs and getting 12? So when you blame the game on the official, you're assuming you're going to stop the Chiefs 2 downs to get 12 yards, which we'll never know.
No.
We'll never know.
You can't make that assumption either way.
Right, no. But 2nd and 30, you couldn't stop them. Why the heck do you think you're going to stop them on 3rd and 12 and they get 2 shots at it? You couldn't stop them on 2 downs to get 30.
Yeah.
I mean, the way Mahomes is going.
The penalty doesn't take the football out of Mahomes' hands.
Exactly.
That's basically what we're saying.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. The way the game was going.
I'd be mad, too, if I was a Broncos fan.
Sure, but that didn't decide the game.
No.
You still had a chance to stop him on that play. And what happened? Mahomes rolled right. Harris is wide open down the near sideline. I mean, that's on the Bronco defense. Even though it would delay a game, they didn't stop playing, did they? The Broncos didn't just stop going, hey, delay a game and whine about it. They still had to defend the play, and they didn't. So, no, you can't put that on one call and the game decided it. It didn't. Was it a missed call? Yes. There were missed calls throughout the game. You know, there was holding on Justin Houston multiple times, holding on Von Miller that didn't get called. I saw it. It happens all the time, these great pass rushers. There are a few pass interference penalties both ways that probably could have been called. It's that way every game. But did that play, the play clock winding down, did that determine the game? No, it did not. Now, if you're a Bronco fan, of course, you're going to see it through your orange-colored glasses, but that is not what cost you the game. What cost you the game, really, was your defense didn't get off the field on a 2nd and 30, and your quarterback had a wide-open wide receiver for a touchdown. I saw that develop, and I'm like, oh. I told my son, I said, the Chiefs left too much time on the clock when they scored. I was all for running the ball, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to Hunt the score right here, and he did. I'm like, oh, no. Broncos got a timeout, minute 39 to go. That's plenty of time to go down and get a touchdown against this defense. And what do you know? 4th and 11, they convert. They go down, and you're like, oh, God. And there he's breaking free down the far sideline. And I'm like, that's a touchdown. And he overthrew him. And if you see Mahomes' reaction, they've got it all over Twitter. He was on the sideline. He thought it was a touchdown. Oh. And he was like, oh, my God.
Pretty sure it was game over.
Oh, yeah. Now, Mahomes probably doesn't miss that pass the way he was going last night. Case Keenum is a kid, not a kid, he's a veteran now. He has the worst completion percentage of all quarterbacks in the National Football League on wide open passes. That's 78%, which that sounds good, 78%. Not when they're wide open.
Nobody around him, yeah.
And he missed another one last night, and that was a big miss, no question about it. And then I thought the hook and lateral play at the end was the right play, absolutely the right play. The Broncos didn't execute it. I still think they might have been able to pull it off had they actually completed the catch and flipped it. That was a great idea.
Yeah.
And for the announcer sitting here going, he should have just caught it and went down. It was a 4th down play. It was close to a 1st down. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I don't think there's any way they get up there and clock that ball, because it's 12 or 11 seconds when he would catch the ball. By the time he goes down, that's another second or two. The Chiefs are going to lie on him for a second or two. And there were receivers downfield. There is no way. I totally disagree with Burger McFarland and Jason Witten, who, by the way, Jason Witten adds nothing to the broadcast whatsoever. Booger's actually pretty good, I think, at times. Tessitore's fantastic, I think.
Yeah.
They didn't have time to get up to the line. Scott Van Pelt even questioned afterwards. Like, Booger, you're thinking they had time to get up to the line? Yeah, I think with possibly 1 second left. Well, do you really want to chance it on 1 second?
Shot, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, because on that play, they get that pitch clean
to
Emmanuel Sanders. He's got a blocker out in front of him. He's got an option. Can I get to the end zone? Do I get out of bounds? And he's got time to make that decision.
Yes, he did.
Instead of taking a chance, can we get back up to the line and clock it? There was, you know, a chance. The other play, you know, I told you earlier this morning, I was in and out of the second half, and I missed the play that supposedly the delay of game wasn't called that should have been called. I didn't even see that, didn't hear about it until afterward. And I did not add that to my list of reasons that I was jaded that we lost that game, because, like you said, you don't get stops in the fourth quarter when you need to. And then you miss a wide-open guy for the game winner.
And you go away from your running game.
Thomas, Demaryius Thomas came out of that break up the sideline. Ooh, he's beat him. And then Keenan must have seen him the same time I did, because here comes the ball. I come off the couch, and I'm like, yes, we're going to win. And he throws it 3 feet over his head.
I'm going to say right now.
And then I threw up a little in my mouth, and I turned off the game.
I'll play the role of Debbie Downer a little bit here. You know, Mahomes was terrific. Kelsey came through in the second half, took a vicious hit to the ribs, and stayed in the game. Harris actually didn't drop a pass. Hill really wasn't that effective. Watkins was hurt, didn't do anything. They had some guys step up, but the defense did enough. But the tackling on the Chiefs' defense is just either the players can't tackle or Bob Sutton can't teach tackling. I'm so tired of Bob Sutton. He should have been fired 3 years ago. And we know he's not going to be fired. And here's the thing. The Chiefs could go deep in the playoffs. Mahomes is going to save Bob Sutton's job.
He's already doing it right now. Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, if the Chiefs go to the AFC title game and the defense still isn't very good and cost them in the AFC championship game, Andy Reid isn't going to change defensive coordinators on a team that makes the AFC title game, because Mahomes is going to save Bob Sutton's job. Bob Sutton should be, I'm telling you, donate his paycheck to Mahomes or charity every single week. Because now last night they did have a nice disguised blitz finally, where Amani Watts came off the corner. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, the Chiefs can disguise a blitz. I haven't seen that in 3 years. That was fantastic.
Denver running play action.
I don't understand that either, but it helped. But it was the right call, and I'll give Sutton credit for that. But Sutton can't tackle. But at the same time, why can't they tackle? I mean, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And the corners aren't great. We know that. Skandrick's still better than Amerson, but that's not saying a ton. And the Chiefs, it was a fantastic win, and the Chiefs are in control of this division. They're 4-0. They're actually three games up on the Broncos with a tiebreaker because they won at Denver, and Denver comes back to KC Week 8. The Chargers are back a couple games. Chiefs hold a tiebreaker over them, one in L.A. The Chiefs have two road wins in the division. They're 4-0, and the Raiders, of course, aren't really a factor. They're 1-3. Chiefs got a big game coming up this week. They got host Jacksonville, and I think that'll be the toughest defensive test they'll face all year long will be the next one. Jacksonville, but it's at home at Arrowhead. At New England, host the Bengals. Broncos come back on October the 28th. But right now, the Chiefs look to be them, and I think the Jaguars are the two best teams in the AFC. So if I'm Jacksonville and I watch that game, it's pretty simple. Leonard Fournette might not be healthy to play this week. I don't care. I don't know if it matters what running back is back there. If I'm the Jaguars, I shorten the game. I run the ball, which is what they do anyway. I run the ball. I pound it against the Chiefs. I run play action. And I stick to my game plan and run the ball if I get the lead. I shorten the game. I limit possessions. I keep Mahomes' magic on the sideline. And I go out and I beat the Chiefs and I be physical with them. The Broncos had the blueprint to do it last night. But in my opinion, they got away from the running game at the wrong time a few times. And I don't know why. And sometimes coaches, I think, go, well, this is just too boring. We got to mix it up and get sexy. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You can be just flat out plain looking and still be an attractive person. And that sounds weird, but you can. And you can still date people and not have to be sexy. But yet it seems like, of course, you have better chances, I get it, and all that. But it just seems like some coaches just outthink themselves. And to me, the Broncos could have kept it very simple. I mean, you led most of the game. You led by 10 in the fourth quarter. Shorten the game, run the ball. And if the Chiefs stop it, the Chiefs stop it. And they didn't. They got away from it. And that's on Denver. So the Chiefs caught a few breaks here and there, no question. And I do wonder, it seems like it's just too easy for Mahomes right now. Even though that was difficult last night, I just worry it's too easy. Like, eventually, how's he really going to handle super adversity? But there was adversity last night. The offensive line didn't play great, had some key penalties. He overcame all of those, so that was pretty impressive. Riley Gates is coming up in just a little bit. So the Chiefs are 4-0. Let's shift to Major League Baseball, where it's fun. It's fun, well, kind of. Mixed emotions. Former Royals doing good things for their new teams. Lorenzo Cain coming through in the postseason again. Lo Cain!
Here it is. Cain lines a base into center. Arcia's going to score. They'll hold Santana on a rocket to center by Lorenzo Cain. And the Brewers have the lead with nobody out.
Brewers win 3-1. They win their first division title since 2011. Mike Moustakas, Eric Kratz. Jeremy Jeffress was once a Royal, but was traded, which was a good trade for the Royals. He's their closer for the Brewers, but didn't close it yesterday. And, of course, Lo Cain. It's fun to see them do well against former Royal Ben Zobrist and the Cubbies as the Brewers win the division. And in L.A.
One ball, no strikes. Fly ball, right field. Gonzalez going back to the wall. He looks up and it's gone. Cody Bellinger with a long wallop to right center. His 25th of the year. And the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Dodgers win their sixth consecutive NL West title. They beat the Rockies 5-2 yesterday. So here is your playoff schedule, folks. 163 games in the books, and I think it's going to be tough for the Rockies. You go all the way to L.A., play a game, you lose. Now you go all the way back across to Chicago. Rockies at Cubs tonight, 7 o'clock. John Lester on the hill against Kyle Freeland. Remember Lester last time he pitched a wild card game? Anybody remember that game?
Yeah, I remember watching that one.
I think I might have seen that.
He actually pitched well enough. It wasn't his fault they lost. It was they couldn't throw out runners, and his bullpen blew it. That was the wild card game in 2014. Royals came back to beat the A's down 7-3, if you don't recall. Braves-Dodgers game one Thursday, that division series in the National League. Clayton Kershaw more than likely will be the first game pitcher. The NL wild card winner, the Rockies-Cubs winner tonight, will take on the Brewers. Game one Thursday, time to be determined in Milwaukee. Milwaukee has home field through the rest of the National League playoffs. A's-Yankees tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on TBS. Winner of that gets the Red Sox in the next round. Game one of that series will be on Friday. And the Indians-Astros will be an intriguing series. Corey Kluber on the hill against Justin Verlander. What a matchup that'll be. Game one on Friday in Houston. Quickly, who wins the World Series?
Oh, the World Series. You caught me off guard on that one. I'm going to go Red Sox.
Red Sox, Chad.
Brewers, because I want to hear more highlights from the man.
I'm going to say Yankees, as much I hate to say that.